Kansas. Jalen Daniels did not look right or did not play well in that game. Like, there's a real part of me that is one of two things, in my opinion. I'm curious you from a Kansas fan's perspective. In watching him play, it's one of two things that are the problem. Either they miss Kotelnicki way more than I was anticipating, and they need some help in creative offensive play calling immediately, or Jalen Daniels can't play the same to try to stay healthy. To try to physically be on a football field, he can't play the way he used to play, because that wasn't the Jalen Daniels I was used to seeing last year.
Yeah, that was a bad loss. This is not a good Illinois team. This is a bad Illinois team they just lost to over the weekend. And I think you're right. One, you question now having a brand new offensive coordinator, and what does that do to your offense? Was that just a game in which Jalen Daniels was off? Okay, if he was off, then you blame the play calling, because lean on the running game. You know, Devin Neal and Hyshaw were averaging like 7 yards a carry.
He only had 14 carries, Devin Neal.
At one point in time. Yeah, it was unacceptable. So play calling deserves plenty of the blame. If your quarterback doesn't have it that night, you need to be able to adjust. You can't call plays like he was still playing at that top tier level. But the bigger problem, perhaps, and we're going to find out a lot on Friday, even against UNLV when they're back here in the Kansas City area, is Jalen Daniels anywhere near the same quarterback? I think it's a fair question to have. I think it's too early to flat out say he's not the same guy yet, but that's the number one concern if you're a Jayhawk fan would be, all right, is Jalen Daniels not JD6? Is he not that same guy anymore?
Because hadn't been a ranked team
he
like
did
a
not look the same.
Something.
And obviously, if he's not the same, it changes the entire trajectory. We're talking about them suddenly only being a 6-win team if he's going to be that kind of guy.
Like playing in a pre-Christmas bowl game.
Yeah. Let's see what happens over the next couple of weeks, and that'll be where everybody's attention is focused. I didn't think they were going to be an at-large bid in the college football playoff anyway. To me, their path was going to, if you believe they were going to get there, and I did not have my winning 9 games and not making to the Big 12 title game. If you think that's the case, then the Big 12 and getting that was their path. Nothing changed. But boy, oh boy, it's going to come down to whether or not Jalen Daniels is still anywhere near the same quarterback.
I thought one of their two paths got erased. They had two ways. They could be a team who won a majority of their games, got to the Big 12 title game and lost in maybe a weak at large year. But I mean, it was going to have to be a weak at large year, and a lot of things were going to have to go your way. The most realistic path for Kansas was to win the Big 12. That still exists. So I don't have to like just give up on their dreams because that's the case. But yeah, something didn't look right with Jalen, a huge chunk of that game.
Yeah, I mean, they had the four turnovers kill you in a game that you only lose by 6 points, and the defense needed a stop down the stretch. They couldn't get it done. Illinois goes on that long 6-minute drive, kicks the field goal, and the game was basically over from there. But I think it's a mix of Jalen Daniels and just the play calling where they, not that Jeff Grimes is a bad OC, but along the lines of Andy Kotelnicki was so innovative and creative and knew what to do with Jalen Daniels. Maybe there's still some growing pains with Jeff Grimes there and trying to figure out how to best utilize Jalen Daniels.
They have a chance to calm the waters against UNLV. If he goes out and throws for 300, 270 and 3 touchdowns and no picks, everybody calms down again. But his performance will be even more criticized and under the microscope.
Well, they don't have Jason Bean save the day anymore, honestly.
That doesn't exist. And then just, I thought the biggest swing in the entire game, though, right before halftime, just run the ball out, run the clock out. They're aggressive for whatever reason. When your quarterback wasn't playing good, he throws a pick six right before halftime.
And yeah,
you could argue among many other mistakes that swung the entire game. It was a really bad loss. There's no other way to say it. That was a bad loss for Kansas. And you're right. We'll talk about K-State here in a little bit. They found a way to squeak one out against Tulane. It turned out to be a really, really good game down there. They were fortunate, but you find a way to win.
Can play.
You were fine. Yeah. The quarterback for Tulane.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And we'll talk about Avery Johnson, because I think about play calling. I think they're holding Avery Johnson back a little bit. And that, to me, if they want to get to where they believe they can get to, that probably has to change.